This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Trump seems set to make this next election, 18 months away, largely about abortion. In comments over the weekend, the president blasted political opponents for an embrace of abortion and abortion-related infanticide, and media outlets unleashed a torrent of headlines calling the president a liar. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers blasted the president, calling the president's comments blasphemy. Evers did not like the word execute used by President Trump, yet that is what a deliberate denial of care does. Abortion-friendly U.S. House leadership continues denial of a vote on abortion-related infanticide. The first two House sessions after Easter recess denied any vote on banning abortion-related infanticides that are quite legal in several states. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life has a rarely mentioned but very formidable enemy. Pornography is material that deceives its consumers into thinking that they possess beauty, while the reality is they are possessed by a lie. The first step may be to talk openly with your pastor or confessor. Reject the lie and recognize that a culture of life relies upon you. In other headlines, House Democrats are drafting a bill to compel funding of Planned Parenthood. Amazing rhetoric from presidential candidates includes a comment from the latest entry, Joe Biden. Biden, while seemingly unable to break his embrace of abortion, says he wants to make America be moral again. And CNS News did the math and found that abortion in New York kills more viable children in third trimester abortions than murders. The number of late pain-capable abortions is well over four times the number of murders in New York City. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.